Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Today we're discussing page 2 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. It's a black page with a white illustration on it. It's a close-up of a woman's lips, or a very hot man's lips. You can't tell from this distance. On these lips, it's like a mosquito or something, a big... I don't know anything about bugs, but it's got a... Is that a proboscis? It's a big gross bug on somebody's lips. Looks like maybe it's about to suck the blood from their lips, which goddamn would that hurt. Mosquito bite on your lips? Fuck. This is the most personal horror I have experienced in the course of this season of the podcast so far. As usual, the white on black illustration, don't really have a problem with it. Then over on the side, we've got our quote from a respectable source, because this is a respectable role-playing game. You got to convey that to the reader somehow. There's marble on the cover, but you can't put marble all through the book. It's too expensive. Inside, instead of marble, we use literature. Equally classy, but cheaper. Quote, "A rat crept softly through the vegetation, dragging its slimy belly on the bank while I was fishing in the dull canal on a winter evening round behind the gas house, musing upon the king my brother's wreck and on the king my father's death before him." T.S. Eliot, The Wasteland. So, I could talk about the fit of this segment of The Wasteland to this book. That would be one option I could take here. Another option, a broader view, would be the idea of using The Wasteland here in this way. Is it pretentious? Does it set up an unfavorable comparison? I could talk about just the fact that if you put a giant bug on someone's lips like it's about to bite their lip, and that's like the first illustration in your book, it makes me not want to read your book. I have a bad time every time I open it. So maybe this is a bad choice, aesthetically. But then I got to thinking about it, and you know what's dumb on this page? The fucking Wasteland. Don't get me wrong. Of course, it is great poetry. No question. Like, it's canonical. It's central. A famous guy whose name you've heard of wrote it. They teach it in school. It's hard to understand. It was influential. It is all the things that a canonical poem should be. As someone who has spent quite a bit of time with the Western canon, I can tell you that nowhere in the list of qualifications to be a canonical work does a work have to be good. And especially, a work does not have to be not dumb to be canonical. Lots of the stuff in, like, the histories by Herodotus, dumb. A lot of stuff from St. Augustine, dumb. 1001 Nights, very good, wildly inconsistent. You're going to find some dumb stuff in there. Special mention to Prison of Love by Diego de San Pedro, which is in two parts, and the first part is fine, and the second part is the most egregious fanfic misunderstanding of the first part. It's all over the canon. People didn't used to be better than we are. We all suck. Dumb shit all over the canon. Don't believe the hype. I cannot leave this topic without recommending to you the autobiography of Benvenuto Cellini. He was a middling Renaissance artist from Florence, better known to history as just the world's dumbest bitch. Go read his autobiography. My point is, the fact that The Wasteland is a great poem by a great poet doesn't make it not a dumb poem, which it is. There's so much in this poem to love, but also so much to roll your eyes at. The self-satisfied elusiveness. You got your Tiresias, you got your Fisher King, you got your fucking Shakespearean rag, just to like show your hip, right? You got to do a modern illusion so people know you're hip, right? Don't think you're a narc. The constant precious resort to non-English languages, the pretentious fucking section titles, the footnotes, which like, okay, what the fuck am I doing in this episode? It's already started. We can't stop it. I've already dared to disturb the universe with a podcast, no less. Nothing to do but fucking follow through. So here, we're still talking about T.S. Eliot. These footnotes, on a superficial reading, you first encounter The Wasteland in school, you look at these footnotes, what the fuck is this? How am I supposed to understand this poem with these random ass connections that are being made, explained in the footnotes as though I'm supposed to have any fucking clue what this guy is talking about? Then as you look deeper into the poem, you find out, no, the footnotes aren't really there to explain it. They're like kind of a joke. They're kind of like a send up of these explanatory footnotes and like kind of, I don't know, they're an integrated commentary that's part of the text. They don't actually have the explanatory function that they would seem to formally, but it appears to me from looking into this for a fucking second, but I try to rush through the rest of this episode because I know this episode is not for everyone. I think even Eliot realized this is such a mistake. To put these footnotes here, it undermines the poem, adds needless confusion on top of what is a necessarily confusing poem, which is just not helpful. It's like this poem is throwing off chaff, trying to keep you from getting a lock on it. Does it have something important to say? Yes, of course this poem has something important to say. And it knows it has something important to say. And it knows that it has something important to say well. And for that reason, it is so far up its own ass that it cannot possibly live up to its own self-image. Maybe, you know, more relevant to this book, hard to be less relevant to this book, there is such an unmistakable exploitation of the effect of the exotic in this poem. Like, it ends with shanti, 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 which is like a phrase from Hindu thought that Eliot would have been very familiar with, definitely studied it. But the way that that sort of reference is deployed, not even that it's appropriative, but it comes from the attitude that drives appropriation of, here is an author out here trying to do wheelies in his own literary tradition. Here is an author out here hustling on the literature circuit in his own culture, pulling out all these tricks and references from other people's experiences and cultures. Here's a poet avowedly struggling with something of a broken world, a broken culture, plucking elements of other cultures out of context, almost in an attempt to step outside of himself and his literary context, like to find high ground to stand on, to comment upon the world of which he is a part. This poem also has a lot of great phrases that are just like a little too self-consciously clever for them to fully land. And in fact, that effect is replicated. Neil Gaiman takes "I Will Show You Fear in a Handful of Dust" from this poem and puts it in the mouth of Morpheus in Sandman to very much the same effect of like, it's a great phrase. The scene is good, but I'm distracted by how smart you manifestly think you are. Nothing against Neil Gaiman in general. It's just, you know, every now and then in Sandman, there is a moment where it's like, okay, buddy, it's a 5-minute match on fucking Main Event. You look silly doing a Phoenix Splash out here. Speaking of self-consciously lowbrow elusiveness, I don't know who this episode is for. I don't know if this episode is going to work for anybody, but I'm just going to come out and say it. This book is dumb. We're going to talk all season about it. But on this page where it's quoting The Wasteland, and I had a chance to talk about The Wasteland, I just want to, like, you know, on this show, we talk about role-playing game supplements, talk about comic book shit, talk about some pro wrestling shit from time to time. If I wanted to have a daily podcast about the dumbest thing in every goddamn page of the Western canon, I absolutely could. Not that anyone would listen to it, but that's never been the point. The Wasteland by T.S. Eliot, a great poem, also a dumb poem. And I am no Eliot scholar, but this is my feeling, and I'm standing by it. Officially, mark it down, make a dumbcast canon. The Wasteland is dumb. Just a little non-Vampire the Masquerade bonus dumbness content for you in celebration of this, the cruelest month. Join me next time when we return to critiquing sub-literary dumbness with some opening fiction on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.